Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
City SC is getting closer to the end of their season here in 2025. In fact, they're going to play tomorrow against San Jose. It's a 9:30 start. And just a couple more left, and then that's pretty much it for the City SC. But we wanted to do things a little differently today. Normally, we talk to Dale Schilly, who is in the midst of traveling. He is on his way to San Jose. He'll be on the call on Y98 City Soccer tomorrow night. But right now, we are joined by Senior Manager of Regional Training with City Futures. It is Adam Brown on KMOX. Adam, we appreciate you. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. So let's talk about this program, what the City Futures Initiative is. My take on it from reading about it is that it is very similar to baseball's RBI program and getting kids more interested in soccer. That's what the RBI program does. It gets kids interested in baseball and brings it to neighborhoods that may not be playing it. Is that sort of what the City Futures Initiative is?
Yeah. We're doing something along the same lines. When the club started off, they wanted to commit to supporting and building the community in a lot of different ways. And one of those is through grassroots youth soccer. So we have a number of free programs, designed to get soccer access to kids in neighborhoods and areas that maybe traditionally lacked access to quality soccer coaching. So that's our mission, to have kids fall in love with the game. And we also have a social emotional learning component to our program. So while we have the kids out on the field, we can teach them skills that they can use in other parts of their lives as well. So even if they don't go on to become, serious soccer players, we hope that they take something away from our programs.
I got to believe that, certainly in the St. Louis community, I got to believe that soccer is probably the most participated in youth sport, isn't it?
I don't know for sure. I think it's the most popular youth sport in the country. And the thing that's interesting about the U.S. is, traditionally soccer here has been a pay-to-play sport. So typically played in the suburbs, by middle to upper middle class kids, because the fees for clubs can be, a little bit high for lower income families. So there are some neighborhoods and areas that, don't have many clubs, don't have a lot of access to programming, and those are the areas that we're focusing on, just giving those kids an opportunity to experience the sport, and if they enjoy it, hopefully go on and keep playing.
What are some creative ways that you have to be able to introduce kids to the sport who may not have had access to it otherwise?
Sure, yeah. Well, one thing is all our programs are free across the board. And we also try to take our programs to neighborhoods, like I said, that have traditionally lacked access. So we're hosting, clinics and training sessions in neighborhoods all over the region, and trying to make it bring the soccer to those areas so that it's easy, it's accessible, both financially and geographically. Another thing we're doing, we just launched this year, we're going into PE classes at schools and teaching a week of soccer training in those PE classes. So we can reach a lot of kids who maybe wouldn't sign up for something maybe don't know about soccer as much or the club, but we get to introduce them to the club and then also the sport in their gym classes.
That's cool. Do most of our grade schools have a field sufficient to host a soccer game?
You know, we design it for a gym, so most elementary schools do have a gym, and you know, we're dealing with class sizes of anywhere from like 15 to 30 kids, and we can manage that in a gym period. So we usually use the indoor space.
We're talking to Adam Brown, Senior Manager of Regional Training with City Futures, and you've got a tournament program that is coming up here next month. Can you tell people about it?
Yeah, so this is our second year doing this tournament. It's sponsored by American Family Insurance, and it's called the All STL Street Soccer Cup. And this is a tournament that's hosted on our mini pitches that we've built. So in partnership with AmFam and U.S. Soccer Foundation, we have committed to build 11 mini pitches around the region before the World Cup. And we've already built five of those to date. And we want to activate those mini pitches and have kids playing on them and make the kids in the neighborhoods that they're aware that they're there. So we're hosting this tournament. It's in October. We're going to have qualifiers on October 4th and 5th. And then the final will be on October 11th at DeSoto Park downtown. And, you know, the final's a big event. American Family Insurance brings in a lot of games, a DJ, food trucks. We have City SC first team players there. Joey Zanaboni and Hector Vega are commentating for the final game. So it's kind of a big blowout fun experience for the family. But, yeah, like I said, the goal of that is to make people aware in those neighborhoods that these mini pitches are there. They're always open and free for kids to come play on. And that's what we hope, is that beyond our programming, kids just take the initiative themselves and continue to play and learn the sport on their own.
If people are interested in learning more about City Futures, just go to stlcitysc.com. And then you can find all the information there. It's really cool stuff, and the program is very neat. And I think that we are all happy that City is doing this, Adam. Thank you for being with us and telling everyone about it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.